This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Trevor Valise as well. Ravonte Rice joining us in moments. We were all kind of sitting here trying to figure out exactly how this tournament works. And you had to ruin it, Derek. You totally ruined it by saying that...
That was last year.
Ohio State won it last year. Of course they did.
Jared Solinger, Aaron Kraft. Now, this is going to make you mad. Dimitri McKamey on that roster.
Oh.
Deshaun Thomas, John Diebler, William Buford, Dallas Lauderdale, Evan Turner.
So Evan Turner and Jared Solinger, they played a while ago.
And they played in the league for a handful of years.
Okay, so Illinois has a team in it this year. It's called House of Pain. This is Illinois alumni. Mike LaTulip is the GM/head coach. And Nana Egwu is on that squad. He's the center, along with Malcolm Hill and Ravonte Rice. So essentially, you got your two guard, your three, and your five. So you still need a point guard and maybe a four?
LaRon at the four, potentially?
Oh, that'd be all right. I mean, Trevor, we couldn't think of anybody else, could we, on who we were talking about? I couldn't.
I was trying to go back a whole other era of like Brandon Paul, DJ Richardson, Tyler Griffey.
Calvin Brock.
Maverick Morgan.
Ooh.
You got to get McKamey to be your point guard. He can't go play for Ohio State, win a title, and then not show up for House of Pain.
Yeah, what's that about?
If he does.
Why is he playing on Ohio State?
I don't know. Maybe.
I know he was friends with Evan Turner, right? That was like a storyline in that Big Ten tournament when they...
Same high school, right? St. Joseph?
Yeah, because Turner's from Illinois, of course.
But I just... Ugh.
Well, that's interesting. All right. Well, I don't know who Illinois is going to round out their team with. I don't know.
It's up to Mike LaTulip.
Yeah. They're kind of announcing these as we go. LaTulip right now is in danger of being the point guard. And I don't know if he's going to play. He does have a number.
Manager player.
Number zero. The winner of this thing collects $2 million. And by the way, Illinois has been assigned already to the Columbus Regional. So
they could just take Andres Feliz.
Ooh.
Heady move.
That would be a nice ad.
Oh, that's a wonderful ad. All right. That's a great idea. Is there anybody else we're missing the last 2 years?
Figure it out. Aaron Jordan.
Another guy. Shooter. I like it.
Rebounder.
I like it. Tijon. I know he didn't finish here.
Yeah. Still playing college.
Jalen Tate. Kendrick's busy right now. Well, I like this. And guess what? He's ready. Ravonte Rice. How are you, Ravonte?
Hey, I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Good. Are you still, like, stacked, loaded on the muscles? I mean, come on.
Hey, man. Yeah, man. I've been working out quite a bit, man. It's not really much else to do, man, with all this that's going on right now.
Isn't that the truth? I mean, really, I bet this is painful. For somebody, I've said this before, for somebody that is so active like you are, I bet it's painful to just not have, you know, not be able to play a pickup game even.
Yeah, man. I mean, even if you find a gym to really get in, man, it's really just working on your moves and the stuff you specifically do. I mean, you can't really compete against anybody, you know what I mean? So.
All right, Ravonte, you're joining the House of Pain team along with Nana Egwu, Malcolm Hill. Ohio State won it last year, so I'm sure you got to change that up. But how excited are you to play in this tournament, and how'd that come about as an opportunity for you?
Man, I'm really excited, man. You know, to get back out there with Nana and Malcolm, and you know what I mean, and a couple other guys I'm planning on getting. But, you know, just going out there and competing and playing with the guys I went out to war with, you know, it's just going to, you know, feel like old times, man.
I think if I have this right, you play point guard overseas? Is that something you can do with this team?
Yeah, man. So, it might be. I'm just a little bit more dangerous now, man.
I like it. I like it.
How's that transition been for you? Obviously, a shooting guard here at Illinois and now overseas trying to work on your handles and point guard game.
It's a little different, man. You know, like, I mean, obviously in college, you know, my role was my bigger was scoring. So, like, actually just giving the ball up and trusting my teammates, man, I feel like that allowed me to grow and allowed my game to grow. So, you know, I'm excited to play with, like, a guy like Hill. You know, he's an isolation guy, so now I could, you know, get a couple assists to him. You know, Nana, I could probably do him better. And and in. I mean, I just feel like I could read the game a lot better at the point guard position.
Ravonte Rice, our guest, you guys know him. Everybody knows him. Ravonte, the game playing overseas now, how have you emerged and evolved as a player? I mean, you know, Illinois fans remember you as someone that was awesome, obviously, but have you felt like your game has continued to grow overseas?
Yeah, like I said, I feel like I'm able to read the game and, like, even though, like, I got the ball more in my hand, you know what I mean? And I can control the game and the tempo of the game and, you know, either decide to attack fast or slow the game up. I mean, I feel like it's just you could control the game a lot more at the point guard slot.
Do you now have? What I mean? Yeah, no, I agree. Do you now have sympathy for the other point guards that you played with? Because maybe back then you were like, "Give me the ball. Why aren't you giving me the ball?"
Yeah, no, for real, man. Yeah, I played with a lot of good point guards. You know, Tracy, Jalen. You know, I mean, a couple other guys of mine. You know, even Cosby. Going back to Cosby, he was a point guard. Me and him was kind of similar, right? We like to shoot the ball quick, you know, up tempo. So, yeah, it's very different.
Ray, what's the professional journey been like for you? You played in Italy, you were in Russia, finished this year in Israel. You averaged over 18 points a game. Just what's that been like playing in different stops and getting to see different things?
Oh, man, it's been great. You know, you make, you know, great friends, you know, build relationships and friendships, you know, you never would have made if you didn't take that chance and go over there, man. So I feel like you never know what something's going to be like unless you take that chance. So, I mean, I just feel like you got to be willing to take that chance. And, I mean, hopefully it goes the right way. But, like, obviously in Russia earlier this year, things didn't work out with me and the team. And I ended up signing with another team in Israel in the Winners League.
Do we realize, Ravonte, you said it a few times there, you take that chance. And, you know, there's a lot of people in life, whatever their line of work, they kind of take that chance. And some people take even more of a chance, and it pays off a lot of times, and you sit there and you're like, man, I wish I would have done what he did. He had the guts to do it. Do we realize how big of a leap that is to not only really not quite understand what you're getting into basketball-wise, but just culture-wise and leaving, you know, your friends and family in the United States and going and playing across the world? I mean, do we understand how big of a leap that is, and how quick were you able to adjust to that?
I mean, that first year, man, it's very difficult, man. I mean, you almost want to, like, leave at every break, every, like, time you get, like, a couple days off. But, I mean, obviously, you know, that turnaround isn't that easy. So, like, yeah, but, I mean, I feel like as the years go on, they get easier, like, as you grow and mature and become a man. So, I just feel like as you get older, it becomes a little bit easier, but you still miss your family and friends even more. Like, you know what I mean? Great. You overseas at least 9 to 10 months, and then probably get summer like for like 3 months.
Mm.
Like, yeah, so
it's amazing though. I mean, I sit here right now and I think, you know, I'd love to take a vacation to Israel or Russia and see that. And that is something that one day, Ravonte, you're going to be able to look back and say, man, I got to see parts of the world that I probably never would have done on my own.
Yeah, no, I think that's also, man, it was a big decision. My decision to come back to Illinois, man, like, to play for growth and him allowing me to actually show my talent out, like, while I was here. So, I mean, a lot of guys don't get the chance to do that. Like, so I feel blessed, like, every day that I'm able to do that. Because, I mean, a lot of guys I've even played with, like, aren't still playing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ray, a lot of great players from Illinois have had tremendous careers overseas, make a good living, get to see all those different places. But I know, I'm sure, is the NBA dream still alive for you? And seeing a guy like Kendrick finally get his chance, maybe that was encouraging for you.
Yeah, no, that was real encouraging, man. That's what going back to taking that chance, like he was just talking about. Like Kendrick, man, that's a prime example. Like he took a chance in the D League and didn't even start it. Now he's starting for the Miami Heat, you know what I mean? So, like, yeah, taking that chance, like, and definitely for me, I feel like that's a goal for me. You know what I mean? That's always going to be the dream for me, but my plan is to probably play summer league again and just see what things go from there and do a couple free agent workouts. I did one with the Clippers last year, the Suns, and Minnesota.
Ravonte Rice, our guest, what do they tell you when you're working out? In other words, what do you feel like you need to show at these summer leagues and the workouts? What do you feel like you have to show to kind of stick on that NBA level?
To be honest, man, like, just so you could do everything, not just scoring. I mean, obviously, scoring is what, I mean, I did in the past, you know what I mean? So obviously they know I could score. So just going there, you know, being a leader, leading in all ways. I mean, just picking your niche and, I mean, just doing it the best you can do, like rebound, if you know what I'm saying, defense, guard the best player. You know what I mean? Just like Pat Beverly. Like, I mean, he doesn't seem to score like 2 or 3 points a game, but I mean, he goes in there and gives everybody a headache.
Ray, I know last summer everybody loved watching you play with the Phoenix Suns in the summer league. You set Illini Twitter on fire with your dunk over the New York Knicks. I want to ask you, because people still talk about the oop at Purdue.
I forgot about that. Yeah.
Which one felt better, the one in the summer league last year or the oop at in West Lafayette?
Man, I mean, I got to say the Purdue one, man. But, you know, that was a big stage. But, man, if it was an NBA game, it might have been different. But, yeah, I still got to go with the Purdue one, man. Kendrick, I ain't know where he was throwing it, bro. I just jumped it. I hope I got it.
I don't know how you got it. To be honest with you, I still don't know how you got that. We could go so many different ways, but I just don't want to forget the Missouri shot. I just don't want to forget it. I mean, you know, that Ravonte Rice, our guest, by the way, you know, Ravonte, for Illinois fans that, you know, you essentially play in that game. You played for 2 years and some of the Illini play for four. And Illinois fans, though, you know, I'm 49 and I've watched that game since I was in my 20s, essentially. And that game means so much, as you guys, the players, know. It means so much to the fans. And for you to win that game is such a monumental thing, but you to then knock down a shot to win that thing. Can you take me back to that shot? And what was said in the, you know, were you the guy coming out of the huddle? Was it, or was this drawing up a play for John Paxson like Phil Jackson did the one day? I mean, were you the guy out of the huddle? And just take me through all that. Did you just know you were doing it?
I mean, man, we practice like those plays and those situations so much in practice. And most of the time it was me, or most of the time it was Hill. And like, I mean, we just knew like going down the stretch, it was going to be either me or Hill taking that shot. And so like, I mean, we was in the huddle sitting there, and Coach Ford was like, yo, just give Ray the effing ball, man. Just two screens and give Ray the effing ball and just move. Because I was going to go, but another guy collapsed, and I just felt like I had to step back was the move to do, and luckily I was able to make the shot. So
that was awesome.
Ray, I know you and I have talked about it quite a bit before, but what did it mean to you to come back to, you know, Champaign, to get the opportunity at Illinois coming out of Centennial High School? Was that something that maybe you thought would be there at some point, or when that opportunity presented itself, how did that come about, and what did it mean to you to play 2 years here at Illinois?
To be honest, man, yeah, coming from, like, Drake, I mean, Drake was, a great school. You know, they let me showcase my talent. I mean, really gave me the ball and gave me the green light. But I mean, when Coach Gross and them started recruiting me, it was his first year, you know what I mean? And I came back and, you know, I saw like the assembly hall and imagine my name getting like, you know, scream coming out the huddles, like, I mean, coming out the lineup. I mean, that's just something I couldn't pass up. Like, you know what I mean? I took one other visit to Xavier, I believe. And that was, I think that his coach was, I mean, his brother was the coach at Xavier at that time. Yeah, so, yeah, they was competing, man. It was crazy, man. But once I came to Champaign, Illinois, I kind of knew it was a done deal.
So was there any resentment on your end that Illinois didn't do more to get you here right out of high school?
I mean, after graduating, after my senior year of high school, yeah, because, I mean, like, I got Gatorade, you know, player in Illinois, you know what I mean? We won the state championship. We beat every Illinois recruit I ever played in high school, you know what I mean? But I just learned that that wasn't Illinois. That was just the coach at the time. And not to say that coach isn't a great coach. I mean, they ended up offering me after I left Drake at K-State. So, yeah.
I just want to keep going with that, but I don't want to. I personally want to keep going.
Let's just leave it at that.
Let's leave it at that. That's a good point. That is a great point. Well, Ravonte, let's talk about this TBT tournament. And how excited are you for this? It's really cool. I mean, I look at this like for an idiot like me, this would be like a Nerf tournament that I could enter with all my high school buddies back in the day. But this is pretty cool for you to be able to do this. Now, you guys only have three players right now, unless you're including LaTulip. I saw he's got a number, but so is there any concern on your end that you're going to be able to fill up this roster? And then will you guys kind of take us through this? Will you guys, I mean, I know with today's going on right now with this COVID-19, nobody knows anything, but if everything would come back to normal, let's say, do you guys then get together and practice a few times? I mean, kind of take us through that.
I mean, yeah, I would imagine, like, I mean, our plan right now is, like, you know, we stayed at the I Hotel before every game. So, I'm pretty sure, like, Sam is a pretty good guy,
yep.
upfront guy. I always deal with him when I come back in and out of Champaign. So we probably would stay at the I Hotel, work out at Ubbin. I mean, I'm pretty sure Coach Underwood would be cool with it. But if not, I mean, Centennial, you know, I mean, Central. I mean, if stuff start opening up, I feel like we got to have a couple practices. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
So,
do you feel like because you, especially the three you've already got on this squad, including you, do you feel like it'll be pretty easy to just get back into it and gel immediately?
Yeah, I actually ended up, I played everybody that's on our team besides Nana. And I think that's Nana was in Australia most of his career after college, I believe. So, yeah, I ended up playing Hill and Russia earlier this year. And then LeBron played him a little bit after school. And then, I mean, I just think it'll be easy to gel. Once you, like, play with somebody and get that team chemistry, I don't think that really, like, ever goes away. You know what I mean?
Ray, do you have to figure out how you split up the $2 million? Like, if you put up the
hey, man.
The 20 a game, you say, okay, I need the bigger chunk of that.
Here, man, I'm not going to do that, man. I've grown, and we're going to split it even, man, you know.
You better not sign. I don't know if we trust LaTulip. I don't know if I'd sign anything with him.
No, I know, man. I almost asked him for a signing bonus.
Well, I think this is going to be awesome. Were you able to catch some of this tournament last year?
Yeah, I saw, like, I really don't understand how McCamey got to play with All Ohio, but that's another story, too. But, yeah, I watched some. I caught most of it.
Okay.
We can air that out right now. Have you said anything to him? Like, hey, we got a team now, and it wouldn't be very cool if you weren't on our squad this year.
I mean, I mentioned it to him, but, you know, I mean, I'm kind of looking forward to him playing with them. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
I love the talent.
I would not expect anything less from Ravonte Rice than to say, let's go, let's get this done. Well, Ravonte Rice, we're glad you could join us today. This is awesome. It's great to visit with you again and kind of look back on some of the memories, especially Missouri. And good luck with the Summer League this year, if it happens. I know this is something that we're all waiting on, and especially for you and your career, hopefully that you could catch on in the NBA. And also with this TBT, it's just called the Basketball Tournament. Illinois has a team now. We look forward to hearing some more of this roster, and it will be exciting to see that and hopefully see you guys play. So, Ravonte, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you guys for having me, man. Oh, no problem. Just call me anytime.
Ray, hope you and your family are well, man. Thank you.
Hey, you guys too.
All right, buddy. All right. Got a Centennial connection here.
That's right.
With Piper and Ravonte Rice, I feel like I'm the odd man out.
Not known. So Ray's known as being a state champion at Centennial.
Oh.
Very, very good guard at Illinois. He was a JV running back at Centennial when I played quarterback. He's my running back.
Really?
Yeah.
I can't imagine trying to stop him at a running back.
No, he could have. I wanted to ask him maybe at some point.
Could that was my fault because I
got
it.
If he had played running back in the Big Ten, he might have been able to.
Oh.
Ravonte's sophomore or junior year, he played fullback for Mikel.
Did he really?
He liked to hit people.
Oh, goodness. Well, I'm sure he's probably the guy you'd put a baseball in his hand and he'd go throw. He'd be like one of your best pitchers or whatever. You know, put him in center. And he'd be able to track.
He can throw a football like 60, 65 yards in the air.
That's incredible. Is he a guy we appreciate enough?
I was going to bring this up. His final year at Illinois, he averaged 16.5 points, 6.5 rebounds. He shot 43.6% from three.
Wow. Think about that. Almost 44%. I don't like decimals.
Right. And you get that win at Purdue when Ray was spectacular, particularly in the first half.
Yes.
He had more help. You win that game, there wouldn't be the 7-year tournament drought.
And that was when Illinois was up big, right?
Yeah, at halftime.
At half.
Double digits.
Like 15 or something. Yeah, I've always wondered this, if we appreciate Ravonte Rice enough. And I know part of that is he didn't spend all 4 years here or even come in as a freshman to no fault of his own as a path I wanted to keep going
K-State
down that path.
Really tried to offer him
come on,
after
Weber.
Transferring.
Anyway, I don't want to get down that rabbit hole. But, you know, it is, you know, because you get guys that come in here and like let's say Io came here as a freshman. There's part of that. There's part of the, I'm going to say affinity again for a second time. That's weird. There's part of that, though, as a fan that you feel like they picked you. They wanted to come to you. Now, again, no, to no fault of Ravonte Rice, he didn't come to Illinois out of high school, so he ended up going to Drake, and then he transferred here. So the first time you offered him, he came. And so then, you know, he has two really good years at Illinois and puts up monster stats his senior year for that team. Now, they don't make an NCAA tournament.
As a junior, he averaged 16 a game.
Did he really? So, again, I just don't feel like if I'm out in public and I'm like, hey, Corey Bradford's joining us, and it's like, oh, Corey? You know, there's something about that. And maybe as time goes, Ravonte Rice will be one of those guys that we say, oh, wow, Ravonte. But, you know, like I'd mention a Kiwan Garris. Oh, wow. Oh yeah, Kiwan, man, the free throws against blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Ravonte's got the shot at Missouri against Missouri. He's got the dunk against Purdue. He had so many things. But I just always feel like we don't give him the due he deserves. And it's not his fault that he didn't come here as a freshman. And you never know what he would have done on a four-year level or a four-year stretch at Illinois if he would have been allowed to join this team. And, yep. And so, I don't know. It's frustrating to me.
It's frustrating the fact that the trio, as talented as they are individually, Malcolm, Kendrick, and Ray, weren't able to get to a tournament.
I can't imagine how that sits with them. I just can't. Because it's frustrating to a fan that didn't happen, right? I mean, Malcolm Hill is a guy that we can all agree is one of the nicest kids we've ever met. And he was a guy that did everything he could for the University of Illinois. He's the third all-time leading scorer at Illinois. And yet there's this little stigma that will follow him forever about not making an NCAA tournament.
They had Nana, too.
And Nana. Yeah. That's just frustrating.
Also considered, like, not only is it frustrating, but I feel like they were a combined maybe three games away from making three tournaments.
Great call.
It's not like every year they were, like, 14-21.
No.
Nowhere near the, you know what I mean?
Nope.
You could point to Tracy Abrams missing that floater against Michigan.
Against Michigan in the Big Ten.
You could point to any number of Michigan Big Ten tournament games.
I know.
Then you point to losing at Rutgers his last year.
Oh, that's right. And then that Purdue game.
Yeah, I mean, you were up, what, like 20 in the first half of that game?
Yeah. It's a weird thing that, for me, that being an Illinois fan for a long time, and going through that stretch they did from Henson to Kruger to Self to Early Weber, when it was just automatic that Illinois was in the NCAA tournament. It wasn't even something it was almost like the NCAA tournament from day one was like, Illinois, you're in. You'd have to really mess this up not to get there. I know that they don't say that, but essentially that's what you felt. And as a fan, you know, we've talked about it before. Mike Carpenter and I used to talk about it all the time. The thing back then was not, are you making it? It was, what seed are you going to be? And so then all of a sudden you go through this stretch where you see guys like Malcolm Hill, who's the third all-time leading scorer at Illinois, and Ray Rice, who averaged 16 a game, every game essentially played at Illinois. And a guy like Nana, who did a lot of yeoman work on the defensive end. I always got mad at Nana that he couldn't figure out one offensive move. And I still am mad about that. But you look at those guys and you think they should have had enough to make NCAA tournaments. And it didn't happen.
I know.
And now all of a sudden it almost came into new perspective for me as a fan to say, is it really that hard to make it? Because it used to be, it's so easy to make the tournament, it's not even funny. I mean, we're just going to throw a basketball on the court to start the season, and Illinois is in the NCAA tournament. And then all of a sudden, it's changed to where it's like, man, is it that hard?
I mean, right. It shouldn't be that hard, right?
It shouldn't.
If
not for Illinois.
Is like, what does that equal up to, like 25% of D1 teams?
Yep. Not for Illinois, it shouldn't.
Making a bowl game.
Yeah.
Depending on your, if you can load up your non-conference schedule, but it's still something that should be pretty darn attainable.
Yep.
Again, back to your favorite. Wisconsin's found a way to do it.
Yeah.
Time and again. It was a weird dynamic, though, that somehow.
Now, Wisconsin didn't used to do it.
Right. Yeah.
So we're kind of flipping that to where now they're in that era that Illinois was in.
Right. Somehow, when Ray, Nunn, and Hill were together, Ray would play at a super high level, but you couldn't get the best out of Nunn and Hill.
Yep.
Whatever that was. The first game that Rice went out, I think it was the hand injury, and you played Maryland at home.
And you beat him.
And you beat him, and Malcolm scored 28.
Yep.
But also, to your earlier point in the show, the value of a point guard. You know who the two point guards were for Illinois that year?
Tracy and Jalen.
Tracy was hurt.
Oh, that's right.
Jalen and Ahmad Starks.
Yeah.
If you had a different Jalen, you know what I'm talking about?
Yep.
That would have been crazy.
No, I get it. I mean,
hardly any of those transfers hit. Aaron Cosby didn't work.
No. Nope.
Darius Paul didn't work.
No.
Ahmad Starks didn't work. I mean, none of those guys panned out.
Darius Paul, you wasted 3 years on. I think you wasted 3 years and two scholarships on, right?
3 years, really?
Well, because wasn't it that it seemed like it was 3 years? I don't know why.
I think you're right.
There's something in my mind that reminds me of that.
He was on your team, gone for a year.
Yes.
Then came back and got kicked off the team. France.
It was France. Yeah. So, in other words, I'm almost positive you wasted three scholarship years on Darius Paul. And I feel bad for the kid. I mean, you look at the flip side of him with Brandon, and you couldn't have asked for a better person. And Darius, I hope, has turned things around, obviously, but he just could never kind of get it.
My point is, other than Rayvonte, I know Sam McLaurin worked to a degree and Mike Thorne worked to not much of a degree, but I can't really name another impact transfer. Can you? I mean, I know Eke was okay.
Yeah, he was decent. Sam McLaurin, to this day, is still on the last team that Illinois made, the last NCAA tournament team. Sam McLaurin. How old is Sam McLaurin now? 26?
He had the best commitment thing ever, right?
Tweeted,
F it, I'm going to Illinois.
Did we mention that Ray threw out a spoiler?
Oh.
We kind of pulled that out of
You and I both looked at each other like,
That was some good coaxing right there.
Yeah. We mentioned it before.
It was accidental.
Yeah.
Sam McLaurin's 32.
He's 32?! Are you serious?!
Yeah, so he was a senior in, 2012? So that was 8 years ago when he was 24. Or 23.
Yeah, 2012, 2013. Yeah. That was my senior year in college, and I'm about to be 30 this year.
And that's the last time. And I know it's not fair. They would have made it this year. But that's the last time Illinois made an NCAA tournament.
There's, oddly no footage of the Colorado game or the Miami game either. if you YouTube it, I can't find. I wanted to watch the weird call with D.J. Richardson.
Yeah.
I couldn't find it.
When Barry Larkin's son all of a sudden is great.
Don't even.
And Colorado, you're up big, and then all of a sudden you can't make a shot in the second half.
The worst second half I've ever watched.
Ever. I've said that. I was driving to Effington.
The drought was 16 minutes, Lon.
Yeah.
It was a 16-minute drought with no field goals.
We did our show at Jupiter's at the Crossing. I drove to Effingham for a Pekin Insurance banquet, and the entire way I'm listening to Barnhart, and Illinois is just kicking tail. And I'm like, yes, this is awesome. They're going to win this game. I'm going to go have some fun at this banquet, get an award, drink a few, blah, blah, blah. I check in, and by the time I had about a four-minute stretch where I could not listen or watch because I was getting checked into the hotel, and by the time I got up to the room, Colorado had essentially started coming back, and I'm like, okay, now wait a minute. And I was supposed to be, a banquet had already started, and I'm like, I got to get down there, but I'm not going to leave this game. Because at the time, and I don't blame the company, but they could not show that game during the award ceremony. So I was just like, well, give my award to somebody else, I guess, because I'm watching it. And they barely held on.
The halftime score, Illinois 37, Colorado 21. The first 10 minutes of the second half, Colorado outscored Illinois 21-2.
Who scored the two?
I don't have that.
I'm kidding. But you know what?
See.
They won the game. They ended up winning that game, and then, of course, they lost to the stupid brothers from Kansas.
Colorado went on a 21-0 run.
They lost to Miami.
Oh, no, Miami. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of a different year. That's when they hammered UNLV.
Mike Davis and Tisdale and McCamey.
That's right.
Although, do we have to change the...
Crush Lon Kruger.
This is kind of the tease, the old sports rate. Coming up next, do we have to change the way we think about Demetri McCamey because he's playing for Team Ohio?
Good tease. And why couldn't Warren Cotta be on the TBT team?
In the first 16 minutes and 45 seconds of the second half, Illinois made one field goal, a floater by Tracy Abrams. I mean, that is just absurd.
I mean, Tracy, you were knocking floaters down that year. I'm kidding. All right. I feel like I'm having one of those days where I just want to talk.
Shout out Marcus Jackson on that old story on NewsGazette.com.
Marcus Jackson. We need to get him on. Old Marcus. He and what? Paul Klee. There was some...
For some reason you said Marcus Jackson, and I was thinking CJ Jackson.
No. Marcus Jackson, baseball player, Eastern Illinois University.
Marcus Jackson.
Yeah.
Who had the worst performance in that game? Joe Bertrand, 0-for-7, 0 rebounds, 2 points.
Who had the best?
Let's see.
Like, who was the three leading scorers?
Well, DJ Richardson finished as your top scorer with 14 points and 4 threes. He scored almost half your points in the second half, but again, not saying much there. Let's see. Nana Egwu.
Somebody just said, stop doing this to yourselves. It's too painful.
Illinois' free throw rate was 46% in this game.
Oh, man. Well, somebody also said Chester Frazier.
The comments underneath the News Gazette thing are funny. What a boring game. I'm not feeling great about Miami. Nothing to lose, I guess.
What a draw, too.
God, that was ugly.
What a draw to beat a 3-seed Miami. Is that one of the worst? I think they were two. Yeah. Is that the worst 2-seed that's ever been around?
I mean, they were really good that year.
They were pretty good.
Yeah, but they weren't that good. Not compared to 2 seeds I've seen. I don't know. But you played well against Miami.
Yeah, you did.
Maybe
Shane Larkin was a darn good player.
He was.
But it's hard to watch.
It just really fundamentally frustrates me when a darn good college player turns into nothing.
I know.
Specifically one that beat Illinois.
I agree. Okay, you learn this in school. At SIU, I learned what a pregnant pause is. So I'm going to utilize it right now because I want you, Trevor, to mention again, Sam McLaurin played on the last Illinois team to go to the NCAA tournament. We understand that this year they would have made it. How old is Sam McLaurin again?
32.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Why? That's a question I have for you listeners out there. Why are you putting up with a bad lawn? Your lawn can be an integral part of your property. Be proud of having the greenest lawn in your neighborhood. Be proud of the lack of weeds in your yard. Let Spring Green put in the work so you can be prideful of your lawn. Spring Green Lawn Care offers the best value and plan specifically designed for the condition of your turf by their local professionals. Try the Central Illinois leaders in lawn care. Go to Spring Green's website today, spring-green.com, or give them a call at 359-2111.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas and Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400.
Game Day Spirits at the official fan store of the Fighting Illini is now offering great deals online to all of Illini Nation. Introducing their biggest online sale ever. T-shirts starting at just $15, crewnecks starting at $20, and hoodies starting at $25. Hundreds of other items are 20% off with free shipping on orders of just $50 or more. You won't want to miss out on these amazing deals. Head to gamedayspirit.com/sale today. That's gamedayspirit.com/sale.
Gina here from ABC Heating and Air, where it's our goal for you to always be comfortable. What's that mean, always be comfortable? It means the same service price when we come out to your home, so you're comfortable with the price, and a working AC on those hot summer days, so you're not sweating to death. Let us help you always be comfortable here at ABC Heating and Air. Call 352-5400, again, 352-5400, to reach me and the team at ABC Heating and Air.
Remember this? Relive the 2011 Cardinal season one more time.
They came from nowhere.
Hear every pitch, every hit of every game of Cardinals baseball from August 25th against the Pirates through Game 7 of the 2011 World Series.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
The 2011 Cardinals World Series replay every day on the Cardinals Radio Network.
The Cardinals Classic.
They came from nowhere.
Relive some of your favorite Cardinal games from 2011. Monday through Friday at 6:15, Saturdays at 6, Sundays at noon.
One of the happiest moments in Cardinal history.
Right here on ESPN 93.5.
Social distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part. Because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
You have to be tough to be the world's number one selling farm tractor. So Mahindra tractors have a heavy-duty steel frame. And you can get heavy-duty savings at our spring sales event. Save thousands on Mahindra, the official tractor of tough.
Come see us at Awesome Machine Sales and Rental in Savoy and Tuscola. 0% financing is available. Service parts in-house. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Simply awesome.
2018 data, including all Mahindra Group brand sales.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom. designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
So you're stuck at home and want to do some painting. Well, with their supply of both Benjamin Moore and PPG paints, Nix Paints is the area's premier painting supply store. You can view the products at BenjaminMoore.com. Once you've picked it out, call Nick, 356-5711. You can also email your order to NixPaints@gmail.com. Nick will deliver it to your doorstep for free without getting near you. They're open at John and Randolph, but you don't have to come in. Visit NixPaints.com for more information, and let's go paint something.
There is one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Hi, this is Kenny with CU Under Construction. I just wanted to take a moment to tell you a little bit about our roofing division. We are fully licensed and insured residential and commercial. From roofs to foundations, siding to plumbing, with quality unmatched, CU has your back. We're also a preferred Owens Corning contractor. We specialize in storm damage. We look forward to building relationships with each new client in 2020. The thing I love about CU is that we are truly building better together. For details, visit CUUnderConstruction.com.
It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
We're doing this to ourselves, guys. We're doing it to ourselves. It's the Drive with Tay and Piper. I want to tell you about Busey, and I need to do that by playing a Busey right there. That's what I'm talking about. As part of the Community Promise Month at Busey, we're asking our customers, they are, communities and friends, to take social media, take to it, and help the Spread Hope campaign go viral in a good way. Now, to participate, just do what you do every day. Connect with Busey on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Instagram. Use the hashtag SpreadHopeNotGerms hashtag when commenting. Commenting on ways to help in your community. And for every social post that uses the hashtag SpreadHopeNotGerms, Busey will make a donation matching up to $5,000 to an organization dedicated to raise money for emergency response. And here's how it works. One photo post of someone making a difference with the hashtag SpreadHopeNotGerms, Busey will donate $5. If you share or retweet an original post with that hashtag, Busey will give $2. And one comment giving an idea how someone can make a difference with, again, the hashtag SpreadHopeNotGerms, that's a dollar that Busey will give. By sharing, liking, and commenting using the hashtag SpreadHopeNotGerms, everyone can benefit from those directly impacted by COVID-19 while also inspiring others and providing hope to our communities. Busey, member FDIC. It is The Drive with Tay and Piper, ESPN Radio, 93.5. What am I supposed to mention? Oh, Wally Batiku.
Signed with the New York Giants.
Okay. All right. Well, he is a guy that the frame is there. The frame is there.
Yep.
And I read an article, I think that was on Illini Inquirer, that said, you know, here's a few guys that would have benefited the most of coming back for his senior year, and he was on that list. And they mentioned the fact that his footwork maybe wasn't the best. There were little things that I think scouts could obviously see, hey, you know what, I don't know that we're going to draft him, but
he's
I'm happy.
Producing against Big Ten competition, too. That's
correct. That is exactly correct. But I'm hoping that with a chance with the Giants, I mean, the Giants not a very good team, so maybe it's a good spot for him, and hopefully he can do some damage there. Illinois also received a commitment today from a wide receiver. It's a transfer from the University of Miami. He will come in as a junior with 2 years to play. And, of course, if the NCAA allows the transfers this year to play automatically, then he would be able to play immediately. If not, he'll have to sit a year. And his name?
Brian Hightower, former four-star prospect in the 2018 class. In the composite rankings, he was 154 in the country.
Wow.
That's pretty darn good in terms of football. Chose Miami over offers from Bama, Clemson, USC. That's not put your nose up at. But he's similar to Emator Bebe as far as maybe he doesn't have the elite speed. He's not going to run by you, but he can jump over you. He's about 6'2 and a half. And is supposed to be really good as far as a red zone target, someone that can just flat out jump over cornerbacks.
You opened my eyes earlier because this kid, the last 2 years at Miami, is like 12 catches, 145 yards, somewhere in there. And that's credit to Illini Inquirer for that information. But you mentioned Bebe only came into Illinois with how many catches?
2 receptions for 11 yards.
Incredible. And what he did.
He was okay last year.
I'm glad he's back this year for this Illinois team. So we'll wait to see what will happen with the transfer rule in the NCAA. I know coaches in every sport are trying to figure this out. And so leave it to the NCAA to just drag their feet, not figure this out.
Make recommendations for themselves.
Yeah, that organization. Organization.
So you were mentioning how Illinois has a weird non-conference basketball loss every year.
Yeah.
That's what we were talking about in the break as we were reminiscing.
Georgia Tech.
Pulled up 2009. Oh, you want me to just run through every non-conference up to now and tell you what the weird loss was?
Let me preface this by saying Illinois has not made the NCAA tournament, and there's been years, like you guys mentioned, where maybe 3 plays or 3 games would have made a difference. And it seemed like, and this is why when I get all ballistic over an early season loss like Miami, and people are like, you know, I always love the people, and I appreciate the ones that are very optimistic, the ones that sit there after a loss like that and say, I don't know why fans are blowing up right now. It's one loss. It's a long season. Well, guess what? Those one losses can do some damage to you. And even this team this year, when they would have made the NCAA tournament, losing to Miami and Missouri would have knocked you down at least a peg or two in terms of your seeding.
Yep.
So these games make a stinking difference. With that said, let's roll out the list.
2009-10.
Like Duke, probably?
Kidding. Well, the year before that, not to jump on this, it didn't matter as far as your seeding because you were horrible. You lost to Tennessee State and Miami, Ohio.
That's right. Yep. In 2009-10, you were 21-15, above 500 in the Big Ten, but did not make the tournament. And you might say the reason why is you lost to Bradley, Utah when they weren't good, at Georgia, and Missouri in the non-conference. There's like 4 weird losses for you that year.
Utah without Keith Van Horn.
Can we not count Missouri, by the way, I guess, as a weird loss? Because that always seems like it's one way or the other.
Bradley, that wasn't the year they made the Sweet 16, was it? With that big dude?
No.
Wasn't he on Sports Illustrated? I think he was on Sports Illustrated. Maybe not. DeAndre Hopkins, by the way, on the recent edition of SI. Yeah, baby.
2010-11, lost to Illinois-Chicago.
Oh, I was waiting for that. That was Jeremy and I's fault. That was the Bobo Kreps. Robo Kreps. We had him on the air before the game. Not right before the game, but that week leading up to it, we had him come on because he's from Maroa. And we thought, well, that'll be kind of neat. They're going to blow out UIC, but we'll have Robo Kreps on. And then UIC goes out and beats us. Jeremy and I took the blame that year.
Totally. It's eerie how this lines up every year, by the way. 2011-12, you lost to UNLV at the United Center by 20 when they weren't good.
They had Augman and Larry Johnson.
2012-13, your only non-conference loss was Missouri. But then you started, 1-7 in the Big Ten after that.
So like a home loss to Northwestern, we can count that.
Yeah, I guess there's a year that you didn't have a bad non-conference loss. You won Maui that year.
Well, they made the tournament, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
I was just saying every single year there's been a weird loss. But that year, I guess there wasn't. 2013-14, the weird loss was at Georgia Tech. Lost by 3. You also lost to Oregon at the United Center that year, but they were good.
Yeah.
I think you had a chance to either tie the game or if you got a stop on defense, you would have had a chance to win the game at the end, and then you couldn't.
That was when it started to dawn on me, well, actually the UIC game, that Illinois can't even win this game anymore.
2014-15, you had your revenge game at Miami in the ACC Challenge and lost by 10. That was also the year that a team, I forget which, was unable to participate in the Jimmy V Classic, so you subbed in and played number 2 Villanova and lost by 12. Then you lost to Oregon again that year.
What's up with our connection to Miami right now in both football and basketball?
I'm telling you, I hate Miami.
It's from this weird.
Past decade. It's odd.
You had the one defensive lineman that transferred. He had the really.
Tito Ogdenabo.
Yeah, Ogdenabo. And then he got down there and was like spouting off about somebody that I think it was maybe Jeff Thomas or I don't know. Like, you picked the right spot in Miami and this and that. And then all of a sudden, then you get Jeff Thomas and then he says no again after he thought you had him. And now you add the safety that's going to come in and play safety or linebacker. And now you got another kid today that's coming in. It's just weird.
You've lost to him 3 times this decade in the ACC Challenge.
It's weird.
You'll feel
connection.
Good about this. There was a recent Curbelo interview. Not that I did, but yeah. I watched it. He said, I thought I was going to end up at Miami.
Because okay, there was a connection down there with him, wasn't there?
Yeah, it's not that far of a flight as far as Puerto Rico to get his parents there.
Okay.
And it just kind of made sense in that sense.
Well, it is Miami.
Yeah.
You know.
2015-16, where do you want me to start? North Florida, Providence, Chattanooga, Notre Dame with the first ever game at State Farm Center. You lost by 6 there. 2016-17, your weird non-conference loss was Winthrop. That was followed up swiftly by the Thanksgiving tournament, losing to West Virginia and Florida State in 2 days. Shout out to Derek for writing an article about that.
Yeah, yeah. That's when you knew things were really off the tracks.
The following year, you lost to UNLV out in Vegas and Wake Forest.
You couldn't get the ball across half court.
As well as New Mexico State in the Lou Henson game. You lost that one. 2018-19, you lost a bunch. Georgetown, obviously, you got swept in Maui. At Notre Dame, you lost when Trent's shot rimmed out. 2019-20, you had at Arizona. Obviously, this is talking about this year. And then, of course, Miami. But there is one weird loss every single non-conference. It's odd.
And that's why, if you're one of those extremely optimistic people, and I'm glad that you are, if you're one of those, and don't you be switching to that, go Cubs. If you're one of those people, and you see us rip a non-conference loss, you know why. You know no why.
We'll go positive tomorrow. We're going to continue to provide advice for Mike Letuliff to build a winner.
Okay.
Got some names here written down. And I'm going to tell you why Isaiah Thomas kind of stinks.
Yeah, we got to get to that. And I want to do kind of a Matt Holliday versus Alan Craig thing.
Let's do that.
Which is kind of weird, but all right. Good
grab
show today,
show
boys.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, grab bag for sure. All right. We'll see everybody tomorrow. The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck. Movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.